Christian TV beams hope during Lebanon's uncertainty. A ministry helps rebuild Myanmar one seedling at a time. And the church holds the key to inmate recidivism. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hopes for peace are pinned to Lebanon's unity government. Rival political parties are divvying up the cabinet positions. The deal reached in gutter late Monday came after weeks of deadly sectarian fighting that threatened to tip into civil war. The sense of relief, says Sat7's David Harder, is overwhelming.
The staff really appreciate the prayers, and they do want to thank God that it does look like Lebanon will be stable, and they're very hopeful, and there's still a lot of instability within the system. Be praying for Lebanon that it would remain at peace.
Their staff is reflecting this new hope in the programming they're producing in Lebanon. Harder says although the country is moving forward,
they need prayer that they'd be able to do that we'd have the funding to be able to make the many programs that we'd like to make, that the situation would remain peaceful, and that many people will be drawn to the broadcast and their lives will be touched, they'll be encouraged, and they'll find hope in Jesus Christ.
Next, while the United States is quickly becoming a more pluralistic nation, Barna research indicates 86% of Americans call the Bible a holy book. Evangelist Sammy Tippett read the research.
People have a high view of the Bible, whether they're Christian or not, view it as some kind of sacred text, something that is special, and I find that very positive with a lot of potential.
Perhaps the potential for a great spiritual renewal. Tippett says with the U.S. becoming more multicultural, Christians could reach the world for Christ without having to leave home. He's issuing a call for prayer, especially for American families.
We've developed some tools called Praying for Your Family that will help people to pray for those family members. We could have a revival if just the members of our families committed their lives to Christ. We could have an incredible awakening in America.
Go to our website to get more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Farmers in Myanmar must plant their crops by the end of July, and Vision Beyond Borders is helping. It'll provide rice seedlings for farmers who are determined to press on despite the flooding of their fields and the loss of their family members. Vision Beyond Borders is also building more homes to house tens of thousands of children orphaned by Cyclone Nargis. You can help give these children a future by sponsoring them or funding the children's homes. We turn next to a recent report from the Pew Charitable Trust that finds one in every 100 Americans behind bars. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Scheringa says it's a startling statistic.
That's where we come in. Right now we have over 40,000 inmates who are in our discipleship program. It's been proven in scientific research that if a person in prison is engaged in sustained study of God's Word and being discipled, that the recidivism rates can just plummet.
Without discipleship, Scheringa says roughly three-quarters of prisoners return to a life of crime. In addition to prayer, the church plays an essential role.
You can become a missionary in your own home by correcting these Bible study lessons. And so we have a crisis in our country with soaring incarceration rates, but the church has the key to make the difference. And that is to bring God's Word into the hearts and lives of people in prison.
And 400 sponsored children are receiving a Christian education from the Rose of Sharon School in La Playa, Colombia. The 2,000 displaced families who live in La Playa suffer from widespread poverty and unemployment. 1,200 children don't have access to education, and gangs and guerrilla groups frequently target them. You can sponsor one of these kids through IN Network, giving them meals, school uniforms, education, and a chance to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.